The Worries of Today, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Shunwei's heart is pounding double time in his chest. The palms of his hands feel clammy, and he resists the urge to rub them against his trousers. He wants to duck into an alley and just take a moment to breathe, just a small moment to gather himself. It feels like everyone on the busy street is staring at him, even when he can see that no one is looking at him at all. He's just one more person among a crowd of people. There's nothing at all about him that stands out. He's almost sure there's nothing about him that stands out. He feels the pendant press into his skin below his throat, and only then realizes that he stopped walking, and his hand is pressed against the pendant. Shunwei lowers his hand quickly. That is becoming a habit, and he'll probably give things away that he doesn't want it to. At least he doesn't do it when he's in the robe and mask, and there's really no one to see him out of them usually. And there's no one at all who would know who Shunwei is. Shunwei isn't nervous when he's in the robe and mask, but this time, Shunwei just needs to talk to a particular someone, and he can't do that as the black-cloaked envoy. Or he could, but if he does, he can't really pretend like the black-cloaked envoy doesn't know about them. Shunwei isn't quite sure when he decided to start turning a blind eye to some things, but the longer he's spending in this new world he's woken up in, the more unjust some things seem to him. Shunwei has never quite taken it this far, though. Never actively tried to get in the way of one of their SID's investigations. But he can't. The missing Dixing Ren hasn't done anything wrong. Shunwei can't just stand idly by. Not when he knows how very few Dixing Ren survive the SID's attention at all. And now this busy Haixing street is almost enough to defeat him. He's been up to Haixing several times since he woke up. He's seen how different it is now. The people, the noise, all this modern technology. But it's only ever been as the black-cloaked envoy, with his duty to concentrate on. He's never just walked down a street, like everyone else. The people stream past Shunwei, parting around him and never touching him, as he just stands there. He realizes his hand is pressed against the pendant at his throat again. He sighs. Maybe it's already too late to change that habit. For a brief moment, Shunwei lets his thoughts stray back to him. He would approve of what Shunwei is trying to do. Or at least, that's what Shunwei wants to believe. It makes Shunwei feel a bit better about how he's trying to twist his duty to better suit his view of the world. Shunwei takes a deep breath and lowers his hand. He continues walking. It still feels like he somehow stands out among all these people. Like any one of them could just stop and instantly point to Shunwei and say, "Him. He doesn't belong." It doesn't matter. He'll get used to it. After all, this will not be the last time he's doing this.